Large numbers of migrant families continue to cross the U.S.-Mexico border hoping to get asylum. Some arrive in need of medical care. Others get sick while they're in government custody. This next story is about the volunteer medics stepping in to help treat the migrants after they're released. Here's Mallory Falk from member station KRWG.
At a Catholic retreat center in the southern New Mexican city of Las Cruces, a 9-year-old boy is undergoing a medical evaluation.
Abre la boca. Saca la lengua.
He sits at a corner table in the cafeteria, a makeshift clinic, and kicks his Spider-Man sneakers as a nurse tries to coax a thermometer under his tongue.
So tell him this needs to be abajo la lengua.
The boy has a minor case of the flu, according to volunteer doctor Eugene Marciniak.
We just check him in, we assess him, we get the history.
Marciniak will examine about a dozen other migrants tonight. They've just been released from government custody and are staying at the retreat center for a night or two before joining relatives in other parts of the country.
Our main goal is just to make sure they're not really acutely ill, that they're going to be able to travel in the next couple of days wherever their final destination in the United States is, and to be sure that they're not so sick that they would need to be evaluated in an emergency room.
Similar scenes are playing out across southern New Mexico, where a growing number of shelters and churches are taking in migrant families. In addition to these makeshift clinics, the state health department is sending out a mobile medical van. Dr. John Andazola is a volunteer physician who works out of the van.
So we have private rooms, we have an examination table, I have medications in cupboards and the equipment I need. So what this brings to me is a more safe clinical experience and more privacy for the patients.
Andazola has been volunteering since 2014. He says most patients have routine colds or mild dehydration, but without screenings.
We would miss the really sick kids. And so if we miss those kids, they're at risk of serious illness, death.
Late last year, two migrant children did die in government custody after being held in New Mexico. Since then, immigration officials have strengthened screenings for minors in custody. But volunteer medics say there's still more need once they've been released.
Yo digo que...
Among the families here is Sergio and his 2-year-old son, Dylan. He asked that we not use their last name because of their precarious immigration status. Sergio thinks his son became sick in a holding facility. It was cold there, he says, and agents took away their blankets. Volunteer Frida Adams coordinates the doctors and nurses in southern New Mexico. She says the care they provide families like Sergio and Dylan goes beyond basic medicine.
We start handing out water, we start handing out snacks because the thing they need the most is a place to sit. Set their babies down. They've been carrying their babies for 2,000 miles. And even in the holding, many times they hold that child constantly. So to be able to set your child down and rest your arms is a big thing.
The federal government isn't paying for these humanitarian services, but the New Mexico Department of Health is chipping in gas and a driver for the medical van. David Morgan with the department says they could use many more volunteers.
I certainly understand, how divided we are as a community, as a country, about the subject of immigration. But at the end of the day, it's important to us to be able to not lose sight of the fact that these are people who need help.
And Morgan says this medical van is one way the state can meet the growing need along this stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Falk in Las Cruces.